everyone. Welcome to AJ's Analysis. Today we are going to have an interview with a special guest. His name is David Novotny. He is a giant Beatles fan. He's written two albums in the style of the Beatles. And we're basically just going to get to know him for a little while and see what happens. Before I continue, I want to tell you guys about the best cosmetics in the market. Sponsor time. With the holidays coming up, it might be hard to come up with a good gift idea. Iray's Eyes Cosmetics got you covered. Right now, she's having a big sale with all of it being relatively cheap. Sisters, mothers, cousins, aunts, grandmas, shoot, even uncles. Anyone who is into cosmetics should check it out. Iray's Eyes Cosmetics. That's spelled I-R-I-E, Eyes Cosmetics. Now, peeps, it doesn't just have to be gifts from the guys. Ladies, you could give yourself a gift too every once in a while. So yeah, check it out. Iray's Eyes Cosmetics. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Right.
Okay, so for people who don't know who you are, what's your name?
My name is David Novotny. I'm from Czech Republic.
And what style do you play?
My favorite music style is the Beatles music from the 60s, 50s, but I also like music, modern music. I have some favorite artists also, yeah.
What are some of your main influences?
Main influences? Everything what I heard, I think. Also, of course, the 60s music, especially Beatles, influenced me the most. Yeah.
So I've always noticed that your music is in that style, 60s or the Beatles or something in that type of realm. Was it always going to be like that?
Yes, I started listening to the Beatles when I was 8 years old. So it's a long time ago. Yeah, it always be my favorite music era, and so I like to play this music the most. My dream is to make a living by music. I have a job. I don't earn money from music to live, but I want. Last year, I started to be focused more on modern music. I started to learn how to produce songs, mixing and mastering in a modern way, you know, and I want to start write song in Czech language and break through here in our country.
Yeah, that sounds like a great plan. It's great. When was the moment that you thought that music would be your number one priority?
I always wanted to be a music star, and so it's not only this year, but it's my dream 15 years. But I realized that if I want to break through today, I have to start writing songs, you know, mainstream songs, not only the Beatles style and this vintage vibe, you know.
Yeah, it seems like the music industry is always moving up and changing, so it's good to stay fresh.
Yeah.
Do you use any interesting equipment? Anything different than the normal average?
When I record song in the Beatles style, So, of course, I use specific equipment to achieve vintage sound. So I have some vintage microphones and try to mix a song with vintage plugins, because a lot of equipment from the 60s was transferred to plugins in DAW, so you can use compressors and tape machines in your DAW, what was used back in time.
That's really smart. So, other than music, do you have any other hobbies?
Yes, I played football, soccer, when I was 5, and I end up with soccer when I was 15 and started to focus more on music. But I like to play floorball. I am a goalkeeper and play tennis. Tennis I like a lot.
That's really cool. So, is there any particular song that you've written that you love playing live?
I don't play my songs live because I play in the bands, but we play only covers because we play ballrooms, wedding parties, and this stuff. And I don't have my own band, so I only write my songs at home and put it on YouTube, Spotify. But as I mentioned, I want to write modern style songs in Czech. After that, I want to have my band to play these songs.
Is there a record label that you're specifically trying to get to?
We have in Czech Republic 5 big record labels, and the most popular is Universal Music, Czech Universal Music. So if I could get to them, it would be great.
So, how has your sound changed over time?
At the beginning, just write songs and not to focus on the sound. I just wrote a song, recorded it some way, and put a microphone front of my guitar and started to write Beatles songs to find information how to record right. And so since that moment I start to focus on the sound.
I remember I watched your documentary on making the Beatles album, and you went in a lot of detail with that. What was your favorite song on that album?
It's difficult. Like before, it's my favorite. A good looking guy, song, my most successful song, I think.
Yeah,
War album, because
yeah.
it's my songs.
If you would be able to collaborate with any Beatle and sing your songs, which one would you choose, dead or alive?
I will choose Paul. Paul is my favorite Beatle. I like all of them, but Paul is my favorite.
Why is that?
Beatles first time on TV, I knew that Paul is the one. Explain it.
I think I understand what you mean, though. Yes. So, do you, is there any sort of music that you listen to that is unexpected given the music that you play?
I like music. Green Day, Blink 182, Coachella. I played in punk rock band 10 years ago. So I played bass, and it was fun. So punk rock music is also my favorite genre.
Yes, that's really cool. I remember you would use the signature Paul McCartney bass, which is really unique, given
I
punk
played
rock.
it was fun. Many people laugh at me that I play violin.
I've noticed that when you're on YouTube, it's like an on and off thing. It seems that, like, you almost, like, just disappear every, like, few months. What's up with that? Is it just, like, a time thing?
Yeah, it's true. I've been inactive on YouTube 1 year. And I haven't released any new music this year. But actually, I've been working harder on my music than ever. And I want to put on YouTube a video when I will explain this year where I've been, but I can tell you everything what I did this year. Mention the biggest thing what happened to me this year. I had a call from directors from New York, and they said they make a new documentary about the Beatles. And they want me to collaborate on music and put my songs in the Beatles style into the documentary. And the film should also be released on Netflix. That's amazing. And I said, of course, I'm in. So I worked on this project. And this documentary, I think it's really special because this is on the early beginnings when the Beatles played ballrooms in the pubs, and many people from Liverpool tell their memories, including sister of George Harrison, Alan Williams, Pete Best, Sam Leach. There are a lot of new informations I didn't know before, and as I said, they put my songs into this documentary and wanted to write some instrumental music to certain parts. And then I got an idea to write a new song specially for this documentary. So I wrote a song called Stories of Liverpool, and they like it so much that the song became a theme song. But I don't want to release it until the documentary will come out. COVID slowed down the whole process, so I had to wait.
That's fair. Do you know when it's coming out?
I don't have any information.
I was wondering if you would be interested in trying to write a song, like, right now.
Now, in this podcast?
Yeah.
Long process. I can do it in 5 minutes. It's not easy.
Well, I want to see partly just the way you think when it comes to writing new Beatles music. And also, as a musician myself, I would love to see just, you know, how you think when it comes to music like that.
When I want to write a Beatles style song, I have to say to myself, song I choose like inspiration first.
Mm-hmm.
And write the same vibe. And sometimes I take inspiration from this song, some inspiration from this song, and it's not only one song, it's more songs. And the song A Good Looking Guy, I did 3 days.
Well, is there anything else you want to talk about?
Maybe some for the future. I want to write songs in Czech and try to break through here, but I want to continue work on songs, record in the 60s style. Not including only the Beatles style songs, but Beach Boys, Monkees, Hollies, you know, more bands. So that's my plan, and I have many ideas to music videos on YouTube. I bought a 12-string electric guitar, so I want to play some guitar riffs on 12-string electric riffs from the 60s. And yeah, I have many ideas, but it's hard to take time because I have a job and I have free only weekends, so the time is the biggest enemy.
Yeah, difficult to be, you know, all you do.
Lot of work, a lot of know, if you want to be of time and write and still record something new and mix, you have to still do something. They explain what's in my head, but I hope you know what I mean.
I think I do. Much time you spend on whatever it is, music, you have to really put a lot of effort into it if you want to make sure it stays fresh and new, and yeah.
Thousands of hours.
Want to plug? Where can people find you on the internet?
Me on my YouTube channel, David Novotný Music. My Instagram, the same name, David Novotný Music. I have webpage, davidnovotnymusic.com, and my Facebook. I think everything is David Novotný Music.
Keep it simple, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's those are all my questions that I have. Coming on to the podcast. Yeah, it was really cool. So that you're making a song in the style of the Beatles. Hopefully, I can get David Novotny to help me with that. We will see what ends up happening. Yeah, that was the interview. I think it went well. For joining me on.